This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 148,000 extra jobs showed up on American payrolls in September. The consensus of forecasters was for something higher, perhaps 180,000 jobs, in a report delayed 3 weeks by the government shutdown. A separate survey of households shows the unemployment rate in America falling to 7.2%, the lowest since November of 2008, as the financial crisis began to bite in earnest. Joining us live is Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, who's been reading deeper into the report just released by the Labor Department.
So, David, what were economists expecting? Well, more jobs. Job growth fell short by more than 30,000. On the other hand, unemployment fell 0.1%. And the reason for a change seems to be good, more people finding work as opposed to people dropping out of the workforce and then not being counted. Jobs being created in most of the usual places, professional services, retail, temping. Long-term unemployment, though, still very high. More than one in three workers out of work at least half a year or longer.
Mitchell Hartman, who covers the labor market for us. And now let's also go live to Julia Coronado, Chief Economist North America for BNP Paribas. Julia, good morning.
Good morning.
You've been looking at the report as well. What do you see here?
Well, you're right. It's a mixed bag. So employers are still hiring, but the pace of hiring has slowed down from earlier in the year. Sectors like tourism that had really been driving a lot of job gains actually shed jobs in September. On the other hand, state and local governments are hiring teachers at a stronger pace than they have in the last few years of belt tightening, and those are generally better quality jobs. So mixed bag, I'd say, overall.
Mixed, so it's hard to create a headline, and it would be hard for Federal Reserve policymakers to make a firm prediction about the future based on what we saw here.
Indeed. And in fact, the next report will be suspect because it's October data, right in the middle of the government shutdown. They're going to have trouble collecting the data. And I'd say on balance, this mixed report justifies the Fed's caution. The pace of hiring has slowed. It's not clear where the future lies. So, I think the Fed for now is going to remain cautious.
You were predicting 170,000. This is 148. That was off a bit, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. The leisure and hospitality, you know, the weakness in tourism was not something we had expected to see. Also, the healthcare industry has hiring there has slowed down quite a bit in the last few months, and that was somewhat of a surprise to us.
Julia Coronado, BNP Paribas, I want to thank you for this. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.